Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. Stephen Kay here, working with you on how you can continue on your path to success. That's what we do here on LBM Radio, and we would love to help you continue to succeed. Give us a call at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. Shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com and make sure that you check out the website for additional resources. You know, we only do this show for an hour a day. We are planning to take it to 2 hours a day sometime in the near future. But regardless of that, 1 or 2 hours is a very short amount of time to discuss the amount of information that we need to cover on how to create success in our life, at our business, and with our money. And so the website takes you to that next step. You get a lot of resources on StephenKLive.com, such as our event calendar, which will lead you to networking events, educational workshops, seminars, webinars from our show advisors and other people we like, know, and trust, expos, trade shows, even some entertainment venues that we like to partner with. So all of that is on our website at StephenKLive.com. Of course, we have the show schedule. And our show schedule includes the articles that our show advisors write for our newsletter that you can find that cover the topics we discuss on the program in much more depth. So if you're looking for today's topic, for example, on artificial sweeteners, you'd go to StephenKLive.com, click the Read More link under today's show, and then you'll be able to read what Dr. Dan is talking about as he's taking you through today's topic. And it'll actually go further, again, than what we can cover here on the air. And last thing, and most importantly, if you want that information delivered directly to you, rather than having to remember to go find it on a daily or weekly basis, click the sign up button at the top of the homepage of StephenKLive.com. That will subscribe you to our free e-newsletter that we will deliver all of this information to you on a weekly basis directly to your inbox and make it as convenient as possible. So go to StephenKLive.com, click on sign up, and get our free newsletter today. Joining me now is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition, Dr. Dan Cuney. Dr. Dan has been discussing the top 4 toxins to avoid putting in your mouth. And today's, sort of mentioned in the opening segment, today's toxin is on artificial sweeteners. And we've been told for years that artificial sweeteners are the better way to go. Don't eat natural sugar. It's bad for you. It makes you fat. It does all these other things for you. I have always said, and I remember saying this even in my teens when I was in grade school and high school, that I for some reason understood, how can something man-made be better for us than something that came from God, you know, that is made in nature? How can something that we create with chemicals be better than something that's already been on the planet that's designed for us to eat? I've never understood why people have felt artificial sweeteners are better than natural sugar. Would love your thoughts on this topic. You can call 713-783-8365. That's 713-STEVENK. And Dr. Dan, I know just from reading your article that you agree. You say you don't recommend artificial sugars at all.
That's true, Stephen. I don't recommend artificial sugars at all. And what I'm talking about is exactly what you said. It's something that's man-made that's not available on this planet unless we chemically alter it to create these things. We'll go through each one of them today, but the reality of it is that there's been lots of research, lots of experience of doctors across the nation that have seen what these toxins can do to people. We'll even talk about that there's a movie made on one of these artificial sweeteners that goes and interviews a whole bunch of people from the FDA, and it talks about how they wouldn't even put this through on the market today if they knew what they know now, it would never pass through the FDA. And you would think that would mean that they would take it off the market.
Exactly. I would think, well, why aren't they pulling this stuff off the shelf if they know better?
Yeah, and that's a scary question. I don't know how to answer those politics because, as you know, I'm not a politician, but all I can say is that that's enough information for me to say to stay far, far away from this.
Makes sense.
So, and then when we're done, we're not going to just talk about, you know, what you can't do. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to finish up and talk about what we can do. You know, what are the natural alternatives, you know, things that you, that would be healthy. We'll talk about the difference between white sugar, which is also not healthy for you. But again, as Stephen said, I would rather you use white sugar than these artificial sugars. That's how bad these artificial sugars are. But then I'm going to give you some, natural alternatives.
All right. If you are concerned with your health, then Dr. Dan is the guy to talk to. And he has plenty of resources available on his website. If you go to drdanwellness.com, you can find information on healthy foods and nutritional facts. You can find information on unhealthy foods, things that you should avoid in your diet. You'll read this list and think, this is everything I eat. What am I supposed to do if I cut all this stuff out? Well, he does have the alternatives, the healthy alternatives, listed on his website. And this isn't stuff that's going to make you hate eating on a daily basis. Believe it or not, food that's good for you can actually taste good as well. You don't need to add these toxins like artificial sweeteners to make your food taste great.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I mean, we've traditionally been able to eat and taste all the different flavors for a long, long time. And then what we've done is we've now kind of moved our palate down into something where we can only really taste sweet, spicy, and spicy is sort of like hot, you know, so we've got sweet and hot, and then sometimes we can, maybe we'll taste a little bit of bitters, but you know, it's generally most people can't even handle bitters. So, you know, there's lots of flavors in the palate, as you know, and that's partly because of the way that we eat, and we can talk, and cleansing makes a difference along that as well. So why don't we go ahead and get into it, Stephen? Let's talk about, why don't we talk about the first artificial sweetener just by, you know, randomness. And let's talk about NutraSweet. Now, NutraSweet is also known as aspartame.
Isn't this the one that I think I remember from probably the 80s or 90s? Isn't this the one that all of a sudden they found had carcinogens in it?
Yeah, there is some statements about that. But as far as I know, none of that, I couldn't find anything to support that officially, so I didn't put that in the article. So there are people that are believing that that's true. The one that I think you're thinking of that definitely is, there's been research done on that, we'll talk about later, which is saccharin.
Okay.
And that was the pink label. So the NutraSweet is the blue label for those of you thinking about it, the aspartame. Now, aspartame, and this is a quote, this is not me saying this, aspartame is by far the most dangerous substance on the market that is added to foods. Aspartame accounts for 75% of adverse reactions to food additives reported to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA.
75%?
So wouldn't you think that that would be enough for the FDA to say, we might need to look at this? And the reactions, just to get a sense of this. So, you know, am I just talking about something that doesn't really matter? Well, headaches, migraines, dizziness, seizures, nausea, numbness, muscle spasms, weight gain, rashes, depression, fatigue, irritability, tachycardia, which is a fancy name of speeding up of the heart, insomnia, vision problems, hearing loss, heart palpitations, which is actually the heart skipping its beats, breathing difficulties, anxiety attacks, slurred speech, loss of taste, tinnitus, which is a fancy way of saying ringing the ears, vertigo, which is a fancy way of saying extreme dizziness, memory loss, and joint pain. Now, do you think that that would be enough to say maybe this shouldn't be something we have easily available to everyone on the market?
I don't think there's any maybe about it, at least in my mind. Unfortunately, I'm not the guy making these decisions.
I know. It's insane to me, and to be honest with you, these are one of the things that I just go, okay, so don't do that and let's move on. You know what I mean? Like, what else are you going to say to someone? You just talk to them about this is what it's doing.
And some of these symptoms that you're talking about, I mean, some of them are fairly serious, but some of them just like, you know, headaches, maybe a little bit of nausea or just something that's simple that a lot of us might be thinking, well, that just sounds like it's Thursday, like it's a normal thing that we choose to live with on a daily basis.
It's so, so common that we take out some of these toxins that we're talking about, and people just say, oh my God, I lived with that my entire life, you know, because some, as you know, some people are younger, they grew up with this. I mean, we grew up before this was out, and then, you know, and then it came out, but you know what I mean? Like they grew up with this, and they've been doing Diet Coke because they think diet is better, and you know, they're doing this stuff all the time, and you get this out. I had a patient once, they walked in, it was so funny, I'm like, okay, here's the deal. So she comes in, I'm doing my history, and I said, you know, do you have any headaches? And she says, no, I don't have any headaches. You know, just normal headaches. And, you know, I pause for a second and I say, okay, what's normal headaches? Well, you know, I get a headache like once a week, you know, and so on. And a lot of times it'll be relieved if I drink a can of Diet Coke and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. And I just went through my whole history because you never try to change somebody in the second that they tell you about, you know, you gotta take time to listen to the whole story and go. And so eventually what we did is we got to, I said, well, I think I know what's causing your headaches. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, well, classically, as ironic that is, it's Coca-Cola, right? But classically what happens is if you're drinking a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi or something like that, and it's relieving your headache, it's most likely causing your headache. I know that sounds backwards, but the reality of it is that it's sort of like heroin. When you get off of heroin, you go into all these detox reactions, and then you get back on heroin, you don't have all these detox reactions. I'm not saying you have that personal experience. So.
Quit talking about my life.
So it's the same exact concept. So it's like a drug that your body's like, oh, I'm deficient and I need more of that drug. And then you get relief. And so it's amazing. So she literally made a pact with her best friend that, you know, she wasn't going to do this for a month, you know. So, and it was a big deal for her because I'm telling you, people get addicted to the Diet Cokes, Diet Pepsis. Unbelievable.
And when you decide to give that stuff up, I mean, I've done the drop the soda out of my diet thing before, and it makes the headaches worse. And it could be anything from a caffeine withdrawal to the sugar withdrawal, from the artificial sweeteners like the high fructose corn syrup or whatever else, other garbage is in there. And your body is saying, hey, I need that. You've been feeding me that for years. I want more.
Yeah.
And you've just got to be able to get through that.
Yeah. And there's a way to do that, by the way. If it's a caffeine situation, you can do that in a gentle way where you do a cup of coffee and you take a teaspoon every hour the first day, a teaspoon every couple hours the second day, and a teaspoon every few hours of the day after that. And that will reduce those headaches a lot. But this woman, she literally had to, she went to a movie with her best friend, and she's like in the movie and they're advertising Coke, and she's like, I got to get up and get a Coke. And her best friend said, no, you're not getting a Coke. And, you know, they were able to get through it, and she's not had a headache since. And she was getting severe headaches every week for years. And she's like, oh my God. And she jokes about it. You can read her testimonial, and she jokes about it in the testimonial, and she goes, what she says, oh yeah, and Dr. Dan and my normal headaches, and she quotes them, it cured me of my normal headaches, you know. It's just funny, you know, because all it is really getting back to the basics. So before we go to break though, I want to mention a couple more things about the aspartame.
Sure, go ahead.
So one of the things to understand is what it does is, you remember we talked about neurotransmitters? And neurotransmitters, yeah, those basic things in our brain that are very important that allows one nerve in our brain to communicate to another, words, nerve transmission. Well, too much aspartame, what it does is it increases the glutamate and kills the cell brain neurons. So literally, if you do too much aspartame, it will kill your brain. And that is called an excitotoxin. It's very well known. And so that's kind of scary too, because now you're talking about killing brain cells. The only time people think they're doing that is when they're drinking alcohol. But guess what? You're doing that when you're drinking your Diet Coke too. So that's one of the things I wanted to mention there. I wanted to understand also the methanol that's in aspartame is a poison that basically, you know, is similar to formaldehyde. Okay, formaldehyde is something that's in our that we use to embalm bodies, you know, cadavers.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
let's put some of that into our system.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, these are extremely toxic. You know, at the low rate, you're like, oh, it's not so much. But if you're doing one of these or two of these, or I know people I've met that do five, you know, Diet Cokes a day. Guess what? You know, that's adding up. So, you know, these things are really a challenge for people, and it's important to understand that, that if we get these major toxins out of our diet, it can really dramatically make a difference in how you're feeling. And I'm telling you, I know a lot of you are saying, well, I love my Diet Coke. Well, listen, guys, it's that same thing I said. What is it like for you to live your life at your fullest? And what does it mean to you to be able to stay young, feeling young, and if you can just eliminate a few things from your diet?
That's the type of care you have to have with yourself and your body if you want to be able to truly experience life and health at its fullest. If you want to see the testimonials that Dr. Dan is talking about, you can find them on his website at drdanwellness.com. If you need help with taking better care of your health and review the foods that you eat, get a consultation with Dr. Dan. You can call him directly at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Again, visit drdanwellness.com. Plenty of resources on that website, including his free seminar schedule. Go to the events page and find out when you can attend Dr. Dan's next free seminar. We've got more on life, business, and money, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Life, Business, and Money Radio. Stephen Kay here, helping you understand how to create better success in your life, at your business, and with your money. If you have a question or comment for myself or one of my show advisors, call in at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. If you catch us when we're live on the air, you can become part of the show. If you are listening to a podcast or archive, that number will still come directly to me at my office. I will still talk with you and help you out and connect you to a resource that I think can best help your particular circumstances. So use this show as a resource for your success and dial that number, 713-STEVENK. Shoot an email to me at StephenKLive.com or find me on one of the social networks, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, or Facebook, and we can connect that way as well. I'm here, of course, with one of my great show advisors on health and nutrition, Dr. Dan Cuney. He's talking to us today about one of the top four toxins you should avoid putting in your mouth. And it's one that I think a lot of us eat in some way, shape, or form, and that is artificial sweeteners. After hearing Dr. Dan's discussion on this topic so far, I'm starting to think artificial sweeteners, not so sweet. So, you know, Dr. Dan, you started to cover some of the common artificial sweeteners are out there. We've heard, you know, we hear that these things are supposed to be better for us. They're supposed to, help us take sugar out of our diets. And they end up doing other stuff that's probably even more harmful to us.
Certainly. So, you know, The important thing is to understand is that, yes, we do want to try to do something about the sugar in your diet. We've talked about that before. We'll probably do another show on just sugar. There's an article I have with from Nancy Appleton, which talks about the 104 problems that white sugar can cause. But what we want to do is realize that, yeah, there's a lot of challenges there, but if you move to something that's even more toxic, that doesn't seem to create health and doesn't help us in any way. The only thing the artificial sweeteners may help with is avoiding diabetes, but guess what? There's all sorts of other problems that start to develop, so why don't we move towards something that won't create either of those situations? So the next thing we want to talk about was Splenda. Now, Splenda is interesting because they actually did a research study with Splenda, and they showed that the research of this is that it actually contributes to obesity. I said that very deeply and loudly into the microphone. That's completely opposite of what you're taking the artificial sweetener for, right? So you're looking at this thing, you're saying, okay, why am I doing the artificial sweetener? Oh, because I don't want to gain weight, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? The research shows they've done this. It's amazing. They've done a couple different research studies. I'll explain one of them to you. I might have mentioned it before. It was very simple. One of the research studies, they lined up, a bunch of women on both sides of the table. They had exactly the same foods available to them, and all the women on the side of the table with Splenda in their lemonade versus regular sugar in their lemonade. Guess what? All the ones with Splenda in their lemonade, they ate much, much more calories. So guess what? That was kind of obvious. But there's even more things where they're understanding now that Splenda is contributing to obesity by, one of the things it does is destroys the intestinal bacteria we call probiotics, or the good bacteria that are in your gut that help you digest foods and give you good colon health and prevent colon cancer and all the things that you've heard about probiotics. Well, this kills it. And I'll tell you why.
That can't be good.
Yeah. No, it's not good. It's never good to kill life. I mean, that's kind of basically the concept. So now here's the interesting thing is that what sucralose is, which is the regular name of Splenda, what Splenda is they take white sugar and they run it through chlorine. Okay. So you know chlorine that we put in our pools. Why do we put chlorine in our pools?
To clean it.
Right, to keep it.
To kill germs.
That's exactly right. To kill. Now you're getting it. So it's to kill bacteria, germs, and so on. So before I talk about the fact that they say they remove it all and all this stuff, just thinking about putting chlorine in your mouth and drinking it on a daily basis, do you think that that could possibly kill off some of the good bacteria? Okay, so here's a challenge. What they say they do is they change a couple of molecules in with chlorine atoms, and they're able to get the chlorine out of there. So this is completely anecdotal. I have, no research to report this, but it was reported on national television. So there's this gentleman who was, cooking, and he wanted to put some sweetener in his food. He was frying on the frying pan, and he obviously wanted a bunch of sweetener, so he grabbed what he had, which was the Splenda, and he dumped it in. And then what ended up happening is that it heated it up, and guess what escaped? The chlorine gas went up into his mouth, into his nose, and then went down into his lungs, burned his lungs. He collapsed, and he went to the emergency room with burned lungs.
That's scary.
Yeah, so I guess maybe there possibly could be a little bit of the chlorine left. I don't know. Just thinking. So anyway, with Splenda, it becomes the same chemical category as something that's called organochlorides, which is the same place in the technical chart of how toxic things are as the deadly pesticide DDT. You remember the one that we banned in the United States years and years ago, but it's still here because it takes 100 years to get rid of. So why are we selling this on the shelf? I mean, it just boggles my mind. Now, if that's not enough for you, it triggers migraines. It alters your DNA. That's the building blocks of protein that God's put in our body. It's like the structure. It's the library of our body of how we're made up, how you're different from me and your wife and so on. I mean, these things are crazy. It's known to break down the immune system of rats. Okay, so
if there's DNA.
I mean, why? What the deal with that, man? But that's from a journal. And by the way, that's not me making this up. These are from journal studies and other things. You can see the references in the article. And so, I'm just like, oh my God, so I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about this subject because I'm making it fun because it's almost crazy. It's almost silly. Now, I'm not trying to call anybody you out there that's crazy. They're saying, hey, I was trying to find a way to get away from sugar. I got it. I'm compassionate. If you're across the, don't think if you're sitting across from me that I'm going to make fun of you because you didn't know this. But what I'm having fun with Stephen because I think this is fun. It's almost like you can do nothing else. You can either get really sad or you can laugh about it.
Well, it may sound like fun, but to me, the bottom line is that it's not. Because if you're putting this stuff into your body, then you're going to experience the results that Dr. Dan is talking about. And remember, everything that you put into your body affects you in some way, shape, or form. Do you want to put stuff into your body that helps it grow and be good and be healthy? Or do you want to continue to put toxic chemicals in your body that are harmful? and deadly and can continue to affect your health, sometimes in very minor ways, but even that over time builds up and creates more and more, what's the opposite word of health? Sickness. sickness in your life that you just shouldn't deal with. You don't deserve to live life like that. That's not what God intended for us to experience. That's not what He wants for us to, how He wants us to live. So if you want more help on this subject, read Dr. Dan's article. You can see it under today's show at StephenKLive.com. Click the Read More link under today's show. Of course, it is also directly on his own website, DrDanWellness.com. And there you can get a lot more health resources that will be more beneficial for your health in your life. We'll have more right here on Life, Business, and Money. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. Stephen K. here with Dr. Dan Cuney talking about your health and how it impacts your life. So if you have questions for Dr. Dan, of course you can reach him here on the air at 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365 if you happen to be listening to us live. But even if you're listening to the podcast, call that number. I will connect you directly with Dr. Dan because that number goes to my office afterwards. I'll get you his information. And, of course, you can find his information on our website at StephenKLive.com and connect with him that way as well. We're talking about one of the worst toxins of Dr. Dan's top four toxins to put in your mouth, artificial sweeteners. And Dr. Dan, we've covered a lot of the bad stuff. I know that there's still a little bit of other things that we should watch out to avoid, and then we'll get to some of the alternative solutions that are actually healthy for people.
Yes, Stephen. For the last one, which you're well aware of, which is the pink stuff, right, is Sweet and Low. And Sweet and Low, as you know, everybody knows this, there was for many, many years on the packet itself, they was required to say that it's been found that it caused cancer in rats. Okay. Now the story goes that they gave such a high dosage to the rats that that someone may not, have that much dosage. So then it does, we don't know if it's really truly a carcinogen. Well, guess what? It's still a concern. I mean, if you can dose something at a high dosage and create problems, you gotta be careful. And so that's.
Do you really want to roll the dice with that?
Right, exactly.
Well, it makes my iced tea taste good, but the cancer, eh.
Yeah. And knowing that 1 in 3 people die from cancer in our country, you start saying, well, maybe I'll start avoiding some of those carcinogens. So anyway, the government in its wisdom has decided to remove that, sticker from the side of the pink stuff. And that's a long political story. But even when they did that, the National Toxicity Program, a board of scientific counselors, re-reviewed it and still concluded that it should be considered a cancer risk. So, you can make a decision on that as you will, but that's enough for me. But what some of the common allergic reactions that are known for it are breathing difficulties, headaches, skin irritation, diarrhea. So if you're experiencing any of those and you have Sweet and Low in your diet, take them out and see if you can notice that change. So,
if you're experiencing those symptoms, I think it's worth a shot. Take it out, see if something changes. Talk to Dr. Dan about other things that are in your diet that you could possibly change that could start to affect your health for the better. And if you want to talk to Dr. Dan directly, I do recommend that you call him at 713-295-9358. That's not the number to the show. That's the number directly to Dr. Dan's office. 713-295-9358. You can look him up online at drdanwellness.com. Go to one of his free seminars, schedule a private consult, talk with him on the phone, start to get the answers that will help lead you to better health. And again, you can connect with Dr. Dan directly on his website at drdanwellness.com. So, Dr. Dan, let's talk. We always try to get focused on the solutions here on LBM Radio. Let's talk about what we can do to have our food taste sweeter, if that's what we need or want in our diet, without affecting our health for the worse.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things I would need to mention quickly, and we'll have to talk about it more another day, is agave. So a lot of people have been told that agave was a natural sweetener and it's good for you and so on. And I was even duped by this because I heard, you know, the glycemic index is low and it's natural and it's been used for thousands of years in Mexico and so on and so forth. But unfortunately, there was lots of information. You can Google it. You can find out about it. But there was lots of information that came out. But the way they're producing agave is not the way that they did it in Mexico for thousands of years. And it does seem to be creating lots of problems. And it's really kind of off the list now. So I know I'm rocking some people's worlds out there. But you can learn more information about that. Now, but what I want to get in is what are the options? So the options, the best option that's not going to increase your blood sugar. Okay, so this is definitely the best option for someone that's concerned about blood sugar or pre-diabetic or a diabetic. Uh-huh. It's something called stevia. Now, stevia is an herb, but it's an herb that's sweet. And so that is because it's sweet, you can use just a little bit of this and it can sweeten up. I know many, many women, people that carry these little stevia packets in their purse, and so they go get their whatever they want, their lemonade or something like that, and they just, you know, they put stevia in it, you know, even if they want to do iced tea, and they put stevia in it. And so that is their herbal teas and so on. Now,
I have a friend who swears by specifically white stevia.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, well, that's actually my rap name.
Yeah. Well, you know, stevia is definitely good. Now, there are quality issues with stevia sometimes. You pick up one in the market, you can try it and so on and so forth, but there are some that taste better than others. So, you know, shoot me an email if you want a link to, you know, the company that sells some of the highest quality some, because I've had some patients tell me that when they upgraded to the high quality stevia, they were just like, wow, this stuff is so much better. So, but the only challenge with stevia, so I'm telling everybody this so they know, is that if you use too much of it, it goes bitter. It's an herb. So if you use too much of it, it actually goes the opposite way. So you always dose less, okay, and then add up. Usually one of those packets is fine, but if you're used to using 2-3 packets of the, you know, the yellow stuff or the pink stuff or the blue stuff, you know, don't go and jump in with 2-3 packets of stevia because you might not be happy.
Yeah, and if then you'll end up, oh, this stuff tastes horrible, and then you'll never do it again. And
right.
it's not that it's bad, it tastes bad, it's just that you've got to understand how to measure it properly.
Right. So now the second option is something called xylitol. Now there's a couple different sugar alcohols out there. There's erythritol, there's xylitol. So xylitol is a sugar alcohol. So it's very similar to sugar, but because it's an alcohol, it doesn't have as much effect on your blood sugar. It has some effect, but it's definitely less than regular sugar. Now, the other thing is xylitol is touted by dentists, and they love it because xylitol is a natural killer to bacteria in the mouth. So they love that it seems to help the teeth. Instead of you doing a sweetener that's rotting the teeth, it's a sweetener that actually helps the teeth because it kills off the bad bacteria. So, and it's not the type of, I know it's confusing, don't have time to get into it today, but it's not the type of thing that will kill off like the bad bacteria in your gut, you know, like we were talking about before.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, xylitol is a good option. You'll even find natural sodas like in Whole Foods that'll be made with something that's similar to xylitol called erythritol and stevia. Okay. And those natural sodas, taste pretty darn good. So if you're really looking for a soda alternative, and that's where I would go, is I'll go over to Whole Foods, check out the ones that are made with erythritol, which is very similar to xylitol, and stevia in it.
Now, with all this being said, you know, the bottom line is that if you really want to start taking care of your health, of course you can start changing these little things. If you think, all right, Dr. Dan, I agree with you. I need to take these artificial sweeteners out of my diet. I'm going to try some of your alternatives. That's a step. What you really want to do is get all the information that you can about how to maximize your health and well-being. And in order to do that, I highly recommend that you contact Dr. Dan for a free consult or attend one of his free seminars to where he can help you understand specifically what's better for your health. You can call Dr. Dan directly today at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Or go online to drdanwellness.com. He has plenty of resources available on his website for you. You can check out his free seminar schedule and other things that will impact your health for the better. So go to Dr. Dan Wellness and get the information that will help start to make you healthier.